Hello.
Hello, Azir. Here is Thomas.
Yes, Thomas. Please go ahead. I hear you now.
Please tell me what happened. Is there any chance or what?
Thomas, I just had a talk with Rafaela. I got a call from the helicopter pilots. They said that it is almost impossible for this machine to go that high and over and rescue somebody. Because the Lama in Pakistan are pretty old. They are pretty old and the limitation is 500 meters. I tried my best to call here and there, but I think in the end it is the pilots of the helicopter, the machine that they are flying. They don't seem to be confident in flying that high. What to talk of the rescue, Thomas?
So only old lamas in Pakistan?
Yes, there are lamas. There are lamas and MI-17 and helicopters.
You think nobody of Taros will not able to risk on any price?
I did not hear this last communication. Can you please repeat? I'm sorry. Please repeat it.
I asked him if there's no any pilot which can take a risk for any price.
I talked to them again. I just called 15 minutes ago. I explained the whole situation after I looked at the picture that was sent out from base camp. My experience also says that even if they fly, it looks like a damn difficult to rescue. But to be very honest with you, they don't seem to be confident about the machines flying that high, Thomas.
I think 6,000 is not possible for them.
When I talked to them earlier, when I talked to the agency, you visited them, Askari Irrigation, they assured us that they will convince the pilots. But the pilots in Skardu, they discussed with the operations in headquarters and here and there. They are the ones who don't seem to be confident. I personally think we pray that the snow conditions get better and you have to get some strength. You have not been in this situation for the first time. I know you can make it. You have to find the strength. You have to do your best. This is what my feeling is, Thomas.
Whether all Nanga Parbat will throw us down in all the avalanche and it'd be crazy. And I cannot move in the avalanche. And the after tomorrow, another storm came this Tuesday, and I'm not sure that I can wait here more than 1 week.
We understand what you're saying. We just hope that the weather gets better and the snow comes down and you find a way down. I think you have to reassure yourself and get some strength. and trying to find a safe way down. Thomas.
Do you remember 2 years ago we speak with one airlines and we also talk about this, how to pick me about 6,000 with the rope. At that time they say it would be possible.
Yes, yes, I clearly remember and I reminded them of exactly the same thing. If you remember, Colonel Elias and the other tall guy, I have spoken to both of them and they said, well, you know, we were just hoping that this can be done from 6,000 meters, but now the Rupert wall, looking at Rupert wall and the machines are old and, you know, they somehow, the pilots in Skardu who are going to fly, they don't seem to be mentally having enough strength to do this. They don't trust the machine. This is what I was told by Major Shire and Colonel Elias. Those were the two people we had this long meeting 2 years ago, I remember. I was talking to them and reminding them of exactly the same thing. I remember he was for 2 helicopters, one going for Rupert and one from the Miami side. And the limit we were discussing was 600 meters. I clearly remember that and I reminded them of this. But somehow, Skardu pilots were supposed to fly. Unfortunately, they don't seem to be having enough confidence on the machines, Thomas.
Okay, okay, I understand. So no chance at all. It's a very hard situation for me, you know. I hope that God helped me, that's all what I can say. Thank you for all your help, Nadir.
Thomas, I clearly understand your situation. All I say is that I pray that you find your spiritual strength and fight this out. I think it is only possible if French helicopters and French mountain guys were here. You know, this is the situation here in Pakistan, unfortunately. I really wish if this was Germany. We did our best. I'm still trying and I'm calling again and again. I'm trying talking to people here and there. But all I need is you have to understand that you need to find your strength and get down safely.
Yes, yes, I understand. But, you know, if I defend me in this situation, like now in the world, it's suicide, you know. So if I'm waiting here, it's another suicide. It's a very hard decision what to do, you know, because the avalanche will be all the time and weather reports say before, I mean, till today, they say that will be northwest wind, but after a few hours they change their mind or their report and they say that they will start southwest wind, which means a lot of new snow and bad weather. And for me this is a labyrinth of new escape, you know.
I clearly understand the snow conditions. Please see for yourself the amount of snow at that altitude and if the weather gets better, I just hope that lots of it comes down. And you know, the conditions on the face, I know they're terrible right now. I just pray to God that you find strength and you find a safe route down. We are praying for you, Thomas.
Okay, Nadir, thank you for all your support and help. Today afternoon I have a big hope, you know, for escape from here, but now comes reality, which is not really nice, but that's life. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
Yes, I understand the hope. I also had a great hope, and I didn't know how to convey this to you, because earlier on in the evening I was pretty hopeful, but I just don't want to discourage you, but this is facts of life. We have to find a strength, you have to dig it from within you, and use your guts, use your intelligence, and you have done that so many times in the past. We pray for you. We are all might be up there. I and Sultan are still in the office, calling here and there. We all pray for you.
Okay, Nazir, all the best, and I hope that I survive this trip.
You will be okay. I sure God be with you. We pray for you. You have to find your hope, your whole strength from within. And God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Only one thing about the weather from the Pakistan weather report. Please be so kind and inform my members in base camp that I make the best decision how to escape from here. I mean, coming down to this place is, I don't know, very, very hard.
I understand, and I appreciate what you're saying. I understand. The voice is also not very clear. I'm not getting you 100%. And I'll be in touch with base camp all night. We are just praying that the weather conditions get better and you find a route, safe route down, Thomas.
Okay, Nazir. Thank you for everything. Good night, and see you soon, hopefully.
Good night. Yes, we look forward to having the good news of you coming down safely. And stay warm. So many of the people with you praying for you. You are in our thoughts. And God bless you, and good night.
Good night.